Good morning, everyone. Happy Earth Day. Thank you for joining us. I'm really excited to be here at our Emo Street Engineering Building to make a big and exciting announcement, because we have reached, on City of Madison buildings, just over 2 megawatts of installed solar. This is a huge milestone for the city, and we are really, really excited. And we're excited not just because of the 2 megawatts, but because it took us 13 years to reach our first megawatt. And now we have reached our second megawatt in just 5 years. So if we keep up that pace, right, it's just going to be 2 or 3 years before we get to the next megawatt. I'm going to get a thumbs up on that one. So I'm really excited about the pace at which we are installing solar on city facilities and throughout the city of Madison. We have panels on 38 different city facilities, and that ranges from libraries to obviously engineering buildings to police stations to fire stations to the water utility to parks. And then, of course, our fleet services building, which has 5 different kinds of solar on it. So we're really, every single department and division all across the city is participating in our solar program. We have a grand total of 6,203 panels installed to date, to be precise, and that is saving us over 1,800 tons of carbon emissions each year. That's the equivalent of the energy usage of 237 homes annually. It's also the equivalent of planting 30,000 trees. So this is some pretty serious impact into our environment. And we are not anywhere close to done yet. And there's lots more to come, and you're gonna hear about some of our upcoming projects in just a minute. I want to take a minute, though, before I cede the podium to talk about what, don't tell any of the other programs this, what may be my favorite program in the city of Madison, and that's Green Power. So most of the installed solar that you see on city buildings is installed by our Green Power trainees. That's approximately 1.6 of the 2 megawatts has been installed by Green Power. Green Power is a program where we train people to install solar energy, EV chargers, and LED lighting. It started in 2016 with a crew of just 4. Now it's a crew of 13. So just like our solar has been exponentially growing, our Green Power program is growing as well. And since 2016, we've hired 35 trainees through the program. Of those, 13 of them are women, 14 of them have been people of color. 10, this is my favorite statistic, 10 Green Power trainees have gone on to permanent positions in the city of Madison, and 6 of them have moved elsewhere into the electrical industry, and multiples of them are now licensed electricians, which is exactly the point of the program, right? Yes, we want these folks to install solar and do EV charging work and to do LED efficient lighting, but really we want them to get the skills that will set them up for a good career pathway that's going to provide family supporting jobs throughout the rest of their life. And mostly, really, we just want them to come to work for the city of Madison. So I'm really excited about this program, and I want to really thank the folks in engineering for coming up with the idea of Green Power, of designing it, making it work, continuing to iterate to make it a better program every year, and doing the recruiting so that we get these fantastic trainees that stick with us and learn these great skills. So a huge shout out to folks in engineering for making that possible. I want to close with the why. why are we doing this, right? Why do we care about installing solar energy? Why is that important? Why do we want people to know how to put up solar panels in our community? We're doing it because solar energy significantly cuts down on climate pollution. It's better for people's health, and it's better for our environment, and thus it is better for our city. Solar installations help us reach our climate goals of 100% renewable energy and net zero carbon in our operations by 2030 and community-wide by 2050. We are well on track for the 2030 goal, and we need everybody's help to reach that 2050 goal. And as an added benefit, producing energy on site in city buildings saves us money on our energy bills. Our solar arrays save us between $160,000 and $210,000 in energy costs every single year. So when we're talking about budget issues here in the city of Madison, that's a significant contribution in savings just from installing solar panels. So the more solar panels we get, the more savings on our utility bills, and the better it is for our bottom line. And with the new incentives through the Inflation Reduction Act at the federal level and President Biden's clean energy plan, it is cheaper than ever for us to go solar, but also for everyone in our community to go solar. So I want to thank again all the folks that have made this possible, whether that's the folks in our sustainability team in my office, or the folks in engineering who are designing and procuring and making all of these wonderful solar panels happen, or the green power team who are literally crawling up on the roofs to install them. But I also want to thank President Biden and Congress for passing the Inflation Reduction Act, because without their commitment to funding renewable energy, we wouldn't be able to do nearly as much work as we're doing in our community to install solar. And that funding is absolutely unprecedented, and it's helping us move towards clean energy faster. So thank you, everybody who has been a part of this. Happy Earth Day. And now it's my absolute pleasure to introduce just one of the folks who's responsible for all of this work, Brian Cooper, who runs our facilities group. Brian?
Thank you, Mayor. As the Mayor said, my name is Brian Cooper. I am the Facilities Division Leader for the City of Madison Engineering. Happy Earth Day to everyone, and thank you for joining us in celebrating this milestone of reaching 2 megawatts of installed solar on city facility property. I want to thank the elected officials, city management, the design staff, and most of all, engineering's green power team, installation team, for all the leadership, teamwork, and support to achieve this wonderful goal. We wear many hats in the facilities group, from managing the development of the city's most notable buildings, to maintaining existing facilities, to implementing all manner of energy improvement projects. Amongst all the work we do, I think our most visible, literally visible, and rewarding work is the in-house design, procurement, and installation of solar via the Green Power Program. While we are proud of reaching the 2 megawatt goal, we're not done yet. Moving forward, the goal of this program is to install nearly 1 megawatt of solar per year through 2030. The most notable project this year in 2024 is a partnership with the Federal Department of Energy to install over 400 kW solar power system at the Community Development Authority's Truax apartment complex. Once completed, it is anticipated the solar power will reduce utility bills by 30% to 50% for lower income tenants, stabilizing an often volatile portion of household costs. As the mayor mentioned, there's some major goals beyond just installing 2 megawatts of solar. Each year when we submit our budget, we have to mention why we're doing what we're doing. And I think from our group standpoint, we're trying to reach three major goals. One is to reduce energy costs. As the mayor mentioned, per year we're reducing currently about $200,000 per year in energy costs to the city. And then by 2030, we're anticipating reducing that bill by $600,000 per year as we continue to install solar. Another important goal is reducing pollution. By aggressively investing in solar, we seek to reverse the negative outcomes related to traditional energy production. As the mayor mentioned, we're offsetting over 1,800 metric tons of carbon dioxide every year at this point, and we anticipate offsetting over 6,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide by 2030, every year by 2030. A third goal is training. The city's Green Power program is training city trainees from non-traditional construction backgrounds to become future community leaders in the design and installation of renewable energies like solar power. In fact, we have some Green Power alumni in the audience today that have graduated from the program and are now doing great things in the community. Today, we are also joined by a program alumnus, Brooke Peterson, from our Green Power team. Brooke is currently an electrician trainee, but started as a Green Power trainee here at the City of Madison. I would like to welcome Brooke to the podium to speak about her experiences with the Green Power program and solar energy. Before I do that, I want to mention Brooke is multi-talented and has made solar power themed cookies to share today. Here's one example, looks like a sun, but there's others. They're on the table over there behind you. Please make sure you enjoy a cookie. Thank you again for your support, and I hope you enjoy this beautiful, mostly sunny day. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. As Brian mentioned, I'm Brooke Peterson, a former Green Power trainee, now electrician trainee, which, yes, also baking cookies on the side. Green Power has greatly impacted my career. I came into this program wanting to become an electrician, and so far I'm on track to do that. Thanks to the Green Power program and the whole entire city engineering division. I cannot express enough how much it means to be part of something so meaningful, especially these 2 megawatts of solar. After finishing a solar project and flipping the switch, I often stop and think about the positive impacts these projects provide for our city and the personal gratification of being part of building something so monumental and meaningful. The amount that I have learned through this program is incredible, and I have Matt, all of our journeyman electricians, and all those with the Green Power program to thank for that. I'm excited to be a part of Green Power's growing future. And now I have Mr. Greg May, City of Madison Sustainability Coordinator, next.
Hi, everybody. My name is Greg May. I'm the Sustainability Program Coordinator for the City of Madison. I want to thank everybody for coming out today. I want to thank City Engineering and Facilities team for bringing this all together. I want to thank all the Green Power participants for your inspirational work. And I want to thank the mayor for her tireless leadership around sustainability. As we mark this milestone for the city, we want to let you know that there is no better time for residents to go solar for your business or for your home. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, solar panels and other sustainability features are currently 30% off thanks to rebates and tax incentives. And just today, another $62 million was announced for Wisconsin through the Solar for All program, which is going to help low to medium income households get solar. So we kind of are helping residents through what we call the Mattison program. Mattison connects residents to resources and information related to solar energy, and it has helped over 280 households, 20 businesses, and 20 affordable housing and nonprofit projects access the benefits of clean energy. And there are three programs in Mattison, each tailored to specific needs. And so if you're a homeowner, check out our group buy program that connects you with high quality solar companies to help you install your system. If you're a business, check out the Solar for Business program, which includes financial incentives and resources. And if you're a nonprofit, check out our Backyard Solar Grant, which also includes financial incentives and resources tailored to community organizations. Again, there's no better time to be installing solar, so join the club. Take advantage of these federal incentives, again, 30% off. And head over to madisonsolar.com, that's M-A-D-I-S-U-N, solar.com, or check out the city's sustainability webpage for more information. And I'm going to throw it back over to the mayor to answer any questions you may all have. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian, Brooke, and Greg, and thanks everybody for being here. And one more time, happy Earth Day, and we're happy to take any questions that you might have. If not, then we should all enjoy some cookies. Thanks for coming, folks.